I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Reese. Oh my God, yeah.
Like, yeah, there big
is
time.
The blurry background. It's suddenly, I saw through your blurry background for a second. It's like seeing myself into the Matrix.
What did you see? What did you find out? Did you see him? You didn't see him.
I didn't see him.
You didn't see Master. Sorry, what? Master doesn't want to be seen.
What, Adam?
That's why I have
behind
to
you.
Blur this. Right, let me clarify something, okay? If there is a master and servant situation, there is no fucking world in which Adam is the master. Come on, let's get a grip here. You've met him.
Adam is your master 100%.
Oh, if he's the master of anyone, then the world has gone to absolute fucking shit.
Adam, wait, Hess, do you still live with Adam Hess?
No, I don't, Francis. When I said girlfriend earlier, that wasn't just code.
Your two masters are Adam Hess and Hugh Grant.
And Nicholas Holt, apparently.
Lovely. It's a lovely callback to a previous episode, actually. I like that.
There we go. Comedy genius from here. Just
all right, should we start recording now?
What? Are you... Francis, you're joking, aren't you?
What?
It's another callback to the previous episode. Jamie, just when I thought you'd sussed out what comedy meant, you've immediately, literally within seconds, forgotten the nature of comedy. You forgot the thing I just taught you. You immediately went, what? And got fooled by it. How is that possible? You hadn't even taken a breath since the time you did the joke.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Reese James.
Hello.
Reese.
Wait, so are you going to bring your girlfriend on?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
No, that's why I blurred the background.
Is she
I know
behind
that your
you?
Whole business is to reveal your private information, but there are some things in my life that are genuinely private, okay? And that's what happens if you're a huge star like Nicholas Holt.
You have to. That's why you can't show any of your background. Hey, Reese, can I ask you a question? When you had to move out of your flat with your master, Adam Hess, how did the conversation go?
Yeah, genuinely, right? It was pathetic, this. We lived together for 4 years. And also, it was the first time we lived together, it was our first flat as adults in London. So, like, it's a big deal. 4 years, a coming of age period in your life. And literally, he moved out and it was just, we basically went, all right, see ya. And that was it. There was no, we didn't hug, we didn't touch, nothing happened at all. He just like packed up his stuff. I kind of helped take some stuff to a car and I was just like, all right, see you later, man. That was literally
it. What led to this?
You're lying. That's not
I'm not, I'm not. It was, I remember at the time thinking this is actually ridiculous. We're not, me and Adam, like there are definitely people I have relationships with where I would hug them to say hello. There are men, obviously, and there are men I would kiss on the cheek to say hello. Me and Adam have a completely non-touching relationship. We always have. I don't know why. I just can't imagine hugging him.
You can't. Okay, if Adam died, you know, God forbid, Adam died, what would your reaction be? You just, so Rhys, I'm really sorry to say this, Adam Hess has just died.
Ah. you're joking. He hasn't, has he? Fully dead.
Fully dead. No,
where does he live now?
He lives in Isling. He now lives with Tom Rosenthal. Comedian Tom Rosenthal. I think genuinely, if someone told me Adam Hess had died, I would assume it was a prank. It's exactly the sort of thing he'd do, isn't it?
Yeah. But I want to know this, because you moved out, you now live with your girlfriend. You've lived with Adam for 4 years, and surely living with a comedian, if you're living with a comedian, I'm sort of guessing that your girlfriend's not a comedian.
She's not.
Do you like the way I went up on that? She's not a comedian. So I'm guessing that. So did you find it easier when you were living together to come up with material, or was it harder because potentially you'd have to go, okay, you can have this joke or you can have this joke. Is it easier or harder to come up with material?
Jamie finds it very difficult not to steal other people's materials, basically.
Well, that's what we had to do in two separate parts this podcast, because Jamie wanted to go and have a yogurt.
This is actually, Rhys, before you answer, this is actually so true. I was asked to do another comedy gig, and I've always told this story that Ricky Gervais, I heard in one of his podcasts, and I still to this day think, if I told it, could I get away with it? Could I get away with it?
What, just, if you just did if you did another comedian's anecdote on stage while doing stand-up, and not only just another comedian, the most famous comedian in this country, and one of the most famous comedians in the world.
Yeah, I thought, could I get away with it? Might be able to get away with it.
Which story is it?
Why don't you do it now?
No, you know his. Have you ever heard his
story? As though it's your story, though.
I've told it before, but I'll say it again. It's the story of when his mate, he told the story of how his mate went for a job interview. His friend went for a job interview, and his friend was needed to go take a shit.
You've got to say my friend.
Okay, so here we go. So my friend went for a job interview. Here we go. So my friend went for a job interview. My friend, he really needed a shit. He needed a shit more than anything. And anyway, he went for the job interview. He did the job interview. He came out of the job interview and he celebrated because he was so excited. He celebrated and he shat himself because he forgot. He released everything. And he was like, oh God. So he looked at the time on his watch, looked at the time. He's like, oh shit, the train's about to go. He's going to be late for the train. So he's like, what do I do? He saw TK Maxx across the road. So he ran into TK Maxx, grabbed the first thing he could find, paid for it, ran it. They shoved it in a bag. He ran to the train station, got onto the train, opened the door, got onto the train just as it was going. Oh my God, walked down the packed train, everyone there shitting his pants. He's like, oh my God, this is terrible, this is embarrassing. Got to the bathroom, opened the bathroom, got in there, locked it, cluck, locked it, pulled down his boxes and his trousers, pulled them off, was like, oh my God, opened the train window, shoved his pants and his boxes and trousers out of the window, went, gone, disappeared out the window, opened up the bag and he had brought a jacket.
Do you know what's weird about that? Is that that happened to Ricky Gervais's friend as well. That's so weird. Yeah. The exact same thing happened to Ricky Gervais's mate. you think you would tell that on stage and you could get away with it.
I would tell it on stage and I would tell it much better and I would tell it not over Skype or anything like that and not remotely and people would honestly lull and think it's my own. I tell it so well that people would honestly, they think it can't be anyone else's but Jamie's. That's what.
Have you already been using that as your social anecdote for years? Have you already plagiarized that socially?
I haven't plagiarized.
Yes,
no.
without doubt.
No, never plagiarize it. Never plagiarize. But look, I can do things that look, you know, they sound like, Rhys, if I was going to say to you, gonna have a yogurt, it sounds like it's mine, doesn't it? It sounds exactly
that. I mean, if you're gonna deliver it like that, I'm happy for you to have it. That is not the joke. But
that is the joke.
It's the bare bones of the joke, but the reason the joke is funny is because on stage I'm high status and then I suddenly go, anyway, I'm gonna go now because I want to go home and have a yogurt, but I've been very high status throughout the whole set, so that undermines a whole set. Whereas if you
it's
just
not.
Go,
that's a total lie. That's a
your...
total lie. That's a total lie. That's a total lie. What happens is that you get to the end of your set. People go, oh, there's probably going to be more here. There's a bit of a pause. And then you suddenly go, I'm going to go and have a yogurt. That's why. And it's funny because you end it by saying, using the terminology yogurt. That's what makes it. That's what makes
terminology.
It funny.
The yogurt terminology. Wow. Okay, you've really got into overanalyzing this shit now.
Okay, we're going back to my original question. Do you find it harder or easier or just the same to come up with material now that you're not living with a comedian?
Hang on a second. I've just been sent a screen grab of a WhatsApp conversation that your producer is currently having with Adam Hess. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, let's read it.
Rhys James is on the podcast right now. Anything you can tell me that we can catch him out with? He's talking about you, said you've never hugged. He said, ha ha ha. And if he heard you died, he'd assume it was a prank. And he said, I hugged him when he slept. And then he said, I don't need to hug him because he knows I like him. Hugging is for enemies. So there you go. That's right. That's what I mean. Me and Adam are on the same wavelength. We don't need to live together. We don't need to hug. We know. We know what the truth is. We know what each other's thinking. We're absolutely fine. No hugging. No hugging allowed. The other day, I played some poker on Zoom with some pals, and Adam refused to join the Zoom while we were playing, but he still wanted to be involved in the conversation while we played poker. So I had to get him up on a WhatsApp video call and put him here. And I just put him behind me like that so they could still see his face. And then halfway through, he started winning. And I realized it was because he could see my cards on the screen. So he kept beating me in every hand. And I was like, how are you doing this? But it was hard to tell because he was wearing a suit and sunglasses. He was wearing a full black suit.
Why did he not want to be on the Zoom call?
So that he could see his cards.
We'd already tried House Party and it broke. And then when everyone moved to Zoom, he was just like, oh, I can't be bothered with all these apps. So he just couldn't be bothered to download it. And then it turns out it was all a hustle so that I would show him my cards.
House Party broke because you guys were too old on it. That's why they were like, you guys, you're not allowed to be on this. You guys are way too old for this thing. How have you been keeping up with your buddies? Do you have like a certain time of day where you all Skype or you all Zoom or you do a house party? What do you do?
We've been playing poker all the time. My friends won't hang out unless there is a financial risk. So we need to be able to, comedians are so competitive that they won't hang out with each other unless there's literally something to gain, something tangible they could gain from the exchange. So we've just been Zooming and playing poker. Comedians poker happens about once a week, maybe slightly more regularly than that. It's good fun.
Jamie, I'm surprised they haven't invited you.
Yeah, why the hell have you not invited me? I'm a freaking poker king.
Is that true?
That is very true. This is no one of a lie.
And he's also a comedian, Rhys.
Yeah. Don't worry, Jamie. You wouldn't be the least qualified comedian in the WhatsApp group, but do continue. You're good at poker, are you? You seem like the worst poker face in the world.
No, I'm a very, very good poker player. I'm actually a very good poker player.
He is actually good, yes. But I did beat you, actually.
When did you beat me at poker?
Remember when we played at that charity thing?
Did you beat me?
Yeah, I beat you. There you go. Jamie didn't stand to win the money because it was for charity, so he suddenly played terribly. Oh, what a coincidence. But Jamie, are you good at the maths of it and the logic of it, of like working out odds and shit like that?
Yeah, I'm quite good at understanding odds. So I understand, I'm pretty good at knowing my chances of calling. So what I'm quite good, also the biggest thing in poker, right? So there's a guy called Phil Ivey. Phil Ivey's renowned to be one of the sort of greatest poker players, right? And the reason
I know
why,
Phil Ivey.
Yeah, you know who Phil Ivey is. He's sort of the Tiger Woods of poker. He just shagged loads of prostitutes. There we go. That's my stand-up. I could take that one.
Interesting thing. There's an interesting thing about Phil Ivey actually that you could use in your stand-up. So he once went to a job interview and he really needed a shit, right? And he went in the job interview. Job interview went really well, so he celebrated and he shat himself. Okay, you're never gonna guess what happens next. It is ridiculous. He needs to get a train. Suddenly he needs to get a train. This is a millionaire poker star. Gets on the train. Goes into TK Maxx first, but quickly just buys the quickest thing he can. Gets on the train, gets in the toilet of the train, posts his boxers and his trousers through the window of the train toilet, despite the fact no train toilet in history has ever had a window.
He posts them?
Then, yeah, in 1915 America, he posts his shit-covered boxers. It was only a two-year window where you could do that. This is 1913 to 1915, this story. He goes, he's now naked, waist down, except the socks and the shoes. But he then looks in the bag Oh, you never guess what? He's only got a quarter bloody deck of cards. He loves poker so much. He bought a bloody deck of cards.
Oh,
bit of
my
fun.
God.
Anyway.
Anyway, so Phil Ivey, renowned to be one of the greatest poker players. Anyway, the reason why Phil Ivey is so good is because he takes away the sort of the financial side of anything. So he doesn't care about the money. And any poker player who's kind of a good, the reason why people lose at poker is because what they do is they worry about calling something an all-in or calling a high bet or following on.
Well, they worry about losing the money.
They worry about losing the money, right? So if you worry about losing the money, then you're already on the back foot. So what I try and do is not worry about losing the money.
You try deliberately to lose the money, right?
Yeah, you just have to do it that way. So I just think, so what you do is if you go, it's like an investment, right? Oh God, we're getting quite deep here. It's like an investment. If you're going to invest some money, you just have to go, right, that money's gone. You could never think about getting it back. Same with poker. You just think, right, this money's gone. I'm never going to get it back. And so it's fine. So if you do it like that, then you will normally win.
But then so doesn't that make you then just go all in all the time and just play really loose? Or does it make you, are you still competitive enough to go, I don't care about the money, it's just about the winning?
No. So I think what it does do is that, for example, right, what it would do is that if you, say you had King Jack Hearts and up on the flop comes something like 6-7-2 and you got two hearts in there, you raise, someone re-raises you, you raise,
podcast.
Someone goes all in. It's, do you...
Content here.
This is great. This is great content.
I'm on board with it.
Basically, so if you're, it's basically if you have a chance to, if someone pushes all in when you could get a flush, when you're on a flush draw, do you call it or not? The chances are that it's sort of, you know, whatever the chance are, it's sort of a 54% chance that you're going to hit another heart or whatever it is. Do you want to risk all your money for 54%?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's the thing. You've got to play the odds.
Yeah, you do.
And not play the table, right?
I would.
Well,
I would,
this just about confirms, Jamie, that I'm definitely not inviting you into Comedians Poker now.
Can I not come in? I really want to come in and do a little bit of
the last poker. The last thing we need is you telling us it's not about the money as you collect all of our money.
Wait. So have you always been a poker fan, or have you just started getting into it?
Yeah, I'm big gambling addict as a child, genuinely. When I say yeah. When I was a kid.
Did you ever go to the casinos when you were at university and things like that and do some roulette and blackjack?
All the time.
Well, there's a sort of parallel between, I think, telling a joke on stage and, you know, the moment before it lands. And actually, Norm Macdonald speaks about this. The moment before it lands, that the rush you get from not knowing whether it will land or not is sort of similar to when, you know, the ball is going around the roulette wheel and you don't know where it's going to land. It's like that's the hope, you know, is what people get addicted to.
In fact, I can tie this back to Adam Hess, if you like. Me and Adam Hess, we're two classic schemers. We're always scheming when we live together, always trying to find quick ways to make a quick buck. We applied to Dragon's Den 17 times. We didn't. But we did divert. We did get involved in the Martingale system for a little while.
Are you familiar
with the Martingale system?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what is the Martingale system?
So the Martingale system is literally just where you play roulette and you pick a color and you just double down every time. So basically,
if you lose, you
bet double. If you lose, you bet double. Oh, did we tell you this already? So we did that. I don't know if we were in the middle of it at the time. But basically, Adam Hess lost everything. And that's why I had to kick him out of my house. He lost it all. He lost a lot. And that's why we never hugged.
Did he actually lose everything?
He lost his... He was high up. He'd made loads. And then he... it all collapsed. His empire fell. It was a shame.
Well, that's the thing. If you have a run that, and statistically, you are likely to get a run that will wipe you out on the Martingale system unless you're a central bank and you have unlimited funds.
Yeah, you need unlimited funds. That's it. And you can't, that's the thing where you can't go, it's not about the money. You've got to be thinking about the money in that. It's all about the money. But I was always doing this. When I was a kid at school, I remember once I went round, I was in like year eight, and I told everyone come around. It was an inset day. So it was like a half day. And I said, right, after the half day, round mine, house is a casino. Right, I'm going to set up all these different things to make it a casino. There'll be blackjack. I'll try and do some sort of spinning roulette wheel system.
Sorry.
This is before online casinos. So
it's
I couldn't
like
just use one of them.
It's entirely illegal.
We'll play poker. And we're also like 13. And then I was like, it's £2 entry into the casino that is my house. And then it's just your own money to gamble away. And then, because I was like, I'd watch something about casinos and it was like the house always wins. And I was like, well, my house will win. I'll be the house. Get people to gamble and I'll take all the money. Then my parents found out and then were like, Reese, you cannot charge people entry. You cannot charge your friends entry into your house. If you want them to come round, fine. But you can't say it's £2 on the door, no trainers.
But what is it? Is it are you one of these people that goes into the casino and if you win you leave when you're a little bit up, and when you, or do you keep chasing, until what I do is I keep going, especially in blackjack, where I'm up, and then I'll just lose it after a while, and as soon as I lose I'll then go. It's like I only leave
when I'm up. Yeah,
these days I'm only going to the casino if I'm hammered and all the pubs are shut.
And then you're always down on that.
So you always you always go on a little run because you're so brave. So you just bet so high all the time, and then one of them pays off and it's all worth it. But then obviously you're also stupid if you're drunk. So you naturally lose it all and then just go, and then you just go sit in the bar.
Hubris.
But sort of if you're drunk, you don't give a shit. You're just there for the night out anyway. So you sort of do just part with that money and go, whatever.
Whatever. I was with my friend Alex Mitten and we had to go and do a personal appearance once, ages and ages ago. We went up to Scotland to a personal appearance. And at the end of the personal appearance, we got given the money for doing the job. Anyway, we went to a casino. We went to this casino and so he lost all of his money. He lost all of the money he had in the casino and he had £100. He had £100 left. That's all he had. And there was a girl that he was with at the time. And she said, she was like, we were all drunk. And he was like, this is so annoying. She said, put the £100 on 33. Put it on 33. Go on, put it on 33. And he put his £100 on 33 and it came in. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, mate, my God. That's so much money.
I thought there were only 32 on a roulette wheel.
No, 36. 36 and a zero, baby.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's the house edge, right?
That's the house and, edge, is that the green zero?
Me and Adam once did a tour date in Edinburgh, then went to the casino after and started playing poker, and all the people, it was like 2 a.m. at this point, because it was after a tour show, and all the people on the table at 2 a.m. Well, it was like, it's a Tuesday, and so all the people on the table at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday are like semi-pro poker players. They're like really serious, and they're like phoning their bank when they go out to get more money moved over so they can continue playing. And Hess is such a fucking wild card, no one could read him. So he was just up, so far up, right? And then this guy goes, Hess was like head to head in this hand with one guy. And he goes, have you got the flush? And Hess went, what one's that? And then from then on, Hess lost everything once again. he lost it all. Another time is me and my brother and dad, when I was like 18, we were out for a curry.
Me, my brother and dad. Sounds like your mate.
Me, my brother, my dad. We were having a curry. We got hammered. We were like, let's go casino. We got in a taxi, went to this casino. Me and my dad were like, let's play poker. My brother didn't want to play, so he just went and did something else. We went and played poker. Literally hand won. I get like a pretty decent hand, not amazing, but the bet's quite high. And then I go, yeah, hand bond. I'm like, all right, all in. And I raise all in. Immediately, someone to my left goes, call. That person wins. That person was my dad. Literally, hand won. We've gone for a lovely evening out. My dad has knocked me out and taken my money immediately within 10 seconds of sitting down. The moral of the story is don't gamble, okay? Unless you want to, and then do. When the fun stops, stop.
That's too funny. Right, Francis, let's have the answer to the question of the week.
The answer to the question of the week. So what were your answers?
Mine was weapons.
Livestock.
Livestock. The answer is actually your children.
I said that.
He said baby. He said baby.
I said baby. And
yeah,
you
but
made
you changed.
Me change. You said you changed. To me, do you want to change? You asked
hey,
me.
Hey, you gave me your final answer, Jamie.
Jamie, that is what we call in the business, a bluff.
Yeah.
What the hell? You asked me if I wanted to change my answer.
Yeah, you're allowed to change it if you want, but you gave me your final answer.
You could post your children to what? To who?
To people across America, the U.S. Postal Service.
Why? Why could you do that in those 2 years?
And for only 2 years, obviously it went badly wrong. Something happened. They returned to sender. I don't know.
I think
maybe
that
no one used it, so they were just like, "Oh, there's not enough demand," because it's a fucking insane thing to suggest. If they said, "Now, do you want to post your? We're going to do a new thing. Post your kids." No one would use it, and within 2 years, they would just cancel it.
Well, I guess this was in the days of when they did it all on horseback, right? Was it called the what was that the name of the postal service when they posted it on horses?
You're right. I was imagining a child in an envelope. You remember Flat Stanley? Remember that?
Stanley.
What was Flat Stanley?
Flat Stanley posted himself across the world. He put a stamp on his head and then he posted himself in the post box.
He was the first straight white male.
Oh, there we go. That's pretty solid stuff, actually. And that's the makings of a true comedian there, Jamie. Okay, you got a lot to learn from this guy. There's a proper gag there. It's clever stuff.
Oh, I'm just going to go and have a yogurt.
Yeah, there we go. Double whammy. What a double act. Why don't Channel 4 want this? This is gold.
Hey, Francis, right, it's now time for your lovely diary.
Yesterday, Zoe and I went to the park to take our daily exercise. We took our skipping...
It's written like a fucking war book.
He does it. Can I just stop you there, bro? He said recently on last one we had Laura Whitmore and we did it remotely. And Francis, halfway through, we didn't do Skype, so we couldn't see each other. And I went, Francis, let's have your diary. And he went, this is going to be a melancholy one. Right? Laura Whitmore was like, sorry, what?
Oh, great. Here we go.
And also, we were trying to impress Laura Whitmore. We couldn't give a shit about you.
Why were you trying to why were you trying to impress Laura Whitmore?
I don't know, because...
Why did you say we?
We haven't.
Check this out. How about that, then?
What your Love Island water bottle that you're showing us?
Laura Whitmore gave it to me. It says Reese, Love Island water bottle from when I did... Oh, by the way, Jamie, actually, I did After Sun. That's extra show of Love Island.
Yeah, I've done it twice.
Yeah, and when I did it, I know you have, they told me about it. So I did the show and I was like, oh, I've not really been watching this series. Is that an issue? Like, I've seen the last few episodes, but not all of it. And they're like, oh, don't worry. When Jamie Lang did it, he didn't even recognize the ex-contestants who were in the studio. Apparently at one point, one of them spoke and you went, who the hell's that? And it was a guy who'd just come out of Love Island.
Perfect. That's why I wasn't invited back for the new one.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry, Francis. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry,
let's
Francis.
Have your war stories again.
All right. We took our skipping ropes and stayed within 2 meters away from everyone. Sorry, we stayed away from everyone from... We stayed 2 meters away from... I don't know what I'm saying. We stayed 2 meters away from everyone as instructed. We skipped and skipped. It was exciting. Oh, no. Exhausting.
It was exciting. Oh no, it's so exhausting.
Are you sure?
And I felt like, but I can't read my own writing. I don't know if you guys get that. and I felt like I got a real workout done.
It's this, like you're reading Francis, a child's diary.
This sounds like early work. I don't know if you know, but there's a great podcast called Early Work. This sounds exactly like early work.
I really miss jiu-jitsu. It's it's driving me a bit loopy without it. The end.
Sorry. Wow. Is there a drawing that you've done of a stick man with a hand that's got six fingers on it or something?
Yeah, here.
Oh my God. He's drawing it now. There it is.
Sick. Very nice. This is the problem, isn't it, with a diary-based podcast during lockdown. Yeah. You really lose a lot of the content.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, because it's a pandemic. We are the new Samuel Pepys.
Yeah.
You certainly are, because it looks like you're about to write about scurvy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so the thing is, I was my diary last week. I was being melancholic because there's a lot to be melancholic about at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been Private Parts. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Give us a rating.
Hey, Reese. Hey, buddy. Listen. Let's get serious talk for a second. Listen. I think you're great. I think your big fan of yours came to watch you in Edinburgh.
I saw your show in Edinburgh.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Thank you
very
much.
With Sophie Shad.
It's very good.
Thanks for coming, guys. Oh yeah, shout out to Sophie Shad.
Shad. Shad Comedy at Shad Comedy.
And also, hey, listen, I have no doubt that your new podcast, Early Work, will be a real hit. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Wait, Reese, what was this? Did you do this thing for BBC?
What's the question?
Did you do this thing for BBC?
Oh, for the this BBC podcast?
No, I thought weren't you doing something for the BBC on BBC 4 or something?
What? Oh, Radio 4. Yeah,
Radio 4.
Sorry, yeah. I did a thing. I don't know if it's available still, though. Yeah, I did a Radio 4 show, second series of Radio 4 show. I don't need to plug this. Just Google it. If you've got any appetite, it's nothing like this. I'll tell you what, it's nothing like this. That show was highbrow Radio 4 intelligent stuff. Although, to be fair, the straight white male joke about Flat Stanley, that was solid enough to have been in that show. So there's one moment that was similar to that Radio 4 show. The rest of this, no chance.
Hey, Reese.
Yeah.
Gonna go and have a yogurt.
Lovely stuff. There we go.
Done.
Are you actually?
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna actually go do it. No, I'm gonna
Should we all have one together?
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, listen, Reese, what we like to do, listen, also just honestly, mate, everyone go and check out Reese's podcast. It's gonna be freaking hilarious. Reese, you're a legend in every single way. We love you to bits. That was
every single way.
Every single. We love you in every single way. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
See you, this is my cue to say something. Okay. All right. Yeah. There once was a man. His name, Phil Ivey. Now, Phil Ivey always loved to gamble, but no more so than when going into a job interview. Sure, he liked gambling with money, he liked gambling with cards, casinos, but he really liked gambling with his own bowels. So one day, he's got a job interview. What's the job? A professional non-shitting yourself man.
Makes it was very competitive.
It's a really competitive industry. What you have to do, the trick is, right, you have to just forget the shit, right? You have to forget that there's any shit at all. Put the shit out of your mind because people are scared of losing the shit, but you can't be scared of losing the shit, okay? You've got to imagine the shit's not involved. It's just about winning. So he goes in. Anyway, that's the end. That's my inspirational message. Live, laugh, love.
Reese James, thank you so much. On the podcast. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye. Woo-hoo.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.